WMO and other UN partners are organizing a high-level meeting on national drought policy to take place in March 2013. Dr. Manava Sivakumar, in charge of the agency's climate prediction branch, says WMO hopes to encourage countries to address the problem of drought more effectively. While many countries have plans that address what to do in case of drought, only Australia has a drought policy. Dr. Sivakumar explains that a policy carries more weight than a plan.
What's the difference between a plan and a policy? Plans and their implementation depends very much upon which political party is in power. Some parties may take the plan very seriously and implement it to the word. Other parties may say, just put the plan aside and give priority to some other issues that the party feels is important. But a policy, irrespective of which party is in power, you are bound by what is written in the policy, and they are legally bound to implement.
Different parts of the world are already experiencing intense drought. Dr. Sivakumar says almost 60% of the United States, minus Alaska and Hawaii, is facing drought.
One quarter of the country is actually experiencing exceptional drought. Currently, as of end of June, United States has faced the longest 12-month period that has been facing drought in the history of climate records in the U.S. that go back to 1895.
Dr. Sivakumar says it's time for the world, especially developing countries and least developed countries most affected by drought, to start implementing national drought policies. In addition to the United States, the latest report from the U.S. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, there was deficient rainfall in India during the monsoon season. NOAA also reports that June 2012 was the 329th consecutive month with a global temperature above the 20th century average. Jerry Adams, United Nations.